KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high around 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a Page County woman was sentenced Wednesday to 7 years in prison for conspiracy to manufacture methamphetamine. U.S. District Judge James Gritzner also ordered 44-year-old Shauna J. Lynn Stanton of Shenandoah to serve a 4-year term of supervised release following her incarceration. Stanton entered a plea of guilty to the charge on April 7th in federal court in Council Bluffs. Prosecutors say she conspired to manufacture meth from January of 2009 to July 17th of 2010, and on that date, Stanton was found at an active methamphetamine lab in the residence of co-defendant 48-year-old Michael Thomas Shane. Michael Shane was previously sentenced to 12.5 years in prison and a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. Authorities say Stanton and Shane had worked over a long period of time with a group of people to gather the items needed to make meth. U.S. Attorney Nicholas A. Kleinfeld said that Stanton would assist in the manufacture of the drug by purchasing pseudoephedrine tablets and other items and manufacture meth at various locations in and around Page County. The investigation into her activities was conducted by the Shenandoah Police Department, the Page and Mills County Sheriff's Offices, the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, and the Page County Attorney's Office. News time is 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. The Iowa Department of Public Health Wednesday said it had confirmed the first case of West Nile virus in the state. Deputy State Epidemiologist Ann Garvey said the case was confirmed in western Iowa.
It was in an adult male from Pottawatomie County, and the patient is recovering. So we just like to use this opportunity to make sure that we're encouraging people to still protect themselves against mosquito bites. We know that the mosquitoes will still be active in Iowa until the first frost.
West Nile first showed up in the state in 2002 and with 52 cases. It peaked in 2003 with 147 cases and 6 deaths. But Dr. Garvey says it hasn't gone away.
West Nile disease has really become established in Iowa. We think that we're going to have activity every year. We'll have cases every year. So we really do try to encourage people to just keep that in mind, that, you know, this is a disease that will affect Iowans every year. So we need to continue to take precautions to protect ourselves.
She says the best way to protect yourself is to protect against the mosquito bites and dump out standing water where the carrier mosquitoes will breed. The state saw 8 confirmed cases last year, including 2 deaths. Garvey says most of the cases go unconfirmed.
Usually people become ill within 2 weeks of being bitten by a mosquito. About 80% of the people that are infected with West Nile virus won't have symptoms at all. 20% will have the fever, body aches, just not feeling well type of symptoms. And about 1 in 150 will have the more severe symptoms like the meningitis, encephalitis. And so there's really a range of illnesses that people can get with West Nile virus.
Garvey says people over the age of 50 are most susceptible to the severe symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, said there were 1,021 total human cases of West Nile virus in the U.S. in 2010, and that included 57 deaths. Elsewhere in area news, authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest last night of a Corning woman. 23-year-old Anna Lynn Armstrong was taken into custody at around 9:20 p.m. on a charge of driving while revoked. Armstrong was brought to the Montgomery County Jail in Red Oak and held on $1,000 cash bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday an Atlantic man was arrested last Friday. 30-year-old Dylan Ron Drake was taken into custody on a district court warrant for a probation violation. A judge determined in August that Drake was guilty of indecent exposure. The charge stemmed from an incident which occurred in mid-February. He was also ordered to have his name placed on the state's sex offender registry. Drake was being held in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 bond. Police in Council Bluffs say they have found a link to the mysterious appearance of a hot dog man statue. Police Sergeant Chad Myers said a man called police Wednesday morning claiming the statue belongs to his son. Myers said police still had to talk to the son before deciding what to do with the statue. They took the hot dog man statue into custody on September 2nd after a concerned citizen reported a man in a hot dog costume near a bus stop where children congregate. When officers arrived, though, they discovered it was only a statue. Myers said the statue is only a found property case and no investigation is underway. But he acknowledged it's not something you see very often, if at all. News time is 7:12.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me. So I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements this morning, Charlene Dorsher, age 81 of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas, died September 8th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Charlene Dorsher will be today at 10:30 at the Reek and Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Ethel Rowetter, age 90, of Irvine, California, and formerly of Westside, died September 7th in Irvine. Funeral services for Ethel Rowetter will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Joyce E. Riggs, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center in Atlantic. Services for Joyce Riggs will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lenora Woolenhouse, age 83, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Lenora Woolenhouse will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Calvin E. Campbell, age 90, of Richfield, Minnesota, and formerly of Audubon, died Saturday in Richfield. Funeral services for Calvin Campbell will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Virginia Spiker, age 97, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. A memorial service for Virginia Spiker will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Heritage House. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Private family graveside services for Margaret Jensen will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting the family with the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.